welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
Radio.
Very, very good, Alice. It is on the radio.
Radio station.
And it is a radio station. So proud of you.
Thank you.
You've earned your achievements this week.
I'm done for today. Goodbye.
Goodbye. It's up to me now to talk for half an hour of your time about video games. We talk about video games on this here show. And we are 1 week away from E3, guys. It's coming. E3 countdown.
I've left.
No, okay. Yeah, yay, wow.
So this year's E3 is going to be different. We have no Sony.
Yeah. So, but we already, here's the thing.
Which means we're getting Sony information early.
Well, yeah. So, well, I guess here's, I was like, I can't talk about any game news, but actually, Kojima Productions dropped a almost 9 minute long trailer for Death Stranding, including gameplay. And
we've been talking about this game for so long.
I know, because I'm really very hyped about it.
I am too. And it's finally coming to fruition, and we finally have a month of release.
Yeah, so it's November 8th this year, which is really exciting. And kind of, I was honestly guessing it wouldn't be this year, but I am happy it's this year and perfect timing. Like Christmas, obviously, Christmas timing. Get your Death Stranding Christmas shopping in. I'm very excited. The trailer looks great. It does, unfortunately, Kojima does his thing where he weirdly names ladies again. And weirdly names them as in, like, names them things that are quote-unquote weak or, like...
You have a lady named Mama.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say weak, but, like, but the other one's name is Fragile. That one is sort of, like, it's sort of, like, weird indications of womanhood. And, like, I don't want to say that bodes poorly for the characters themselves, but... I've stated before that Kojima isn't great with female characters, although my favorite character of most video game ever thing is a female character by Kojima, who I think is pretty good because she's a little less sexualized than every other Metal Gear female character, and she's really cool. Who is the boss? She's my favorite video game character.
That's a tough name. The boss.
The boss.
Not Big Boss. Not Big Boss 2.
Like, yeah, comparatively, yeah. And then comparatively, she is the character that, you know, Big Boss is named after. So she, you know, is a interesting character because she's pretty powerful and has, like, a legacy throughout Metal Gear. Now... these two characters, Fragile and Mama, they look really cool. I'm really interested in what they have to offer. There's another character that's named she just has a name. It's Amelie, or Amelie. I'm not sure.
Amelie?
Wow. But so she's just a named character. But I want to say she might not even be alive in this game. This is all speculation, and I will say it's spoilers for the trailer if you haven't seen it. Trailer spoiler alert, because there's quite a bit in it. Like,
it's 9 minutes of well spent time, though.
Yeah, it's great. Has jam. It gives us a little more information about what it is. And one thing I'm not really, like, keen on is the fact that it's something about, like, how we're all disconnected from each other via our phones, computer, etc., internet. I do believe it has something to do with that kind of thing. And I'm very like, okay. Mm-hmm. That's not my favorite slant to go by, but I think Kojima could at least make it interesting, even if it's something that I think is like, what, like, that's kind of a whatever reason for the world to go to what, like, it's basically... the gist of it is, like, the population is dwindling because of this. Like, because...
and because of a world tragedy and a mass extinction event.
Yeah, but I think that's because of this connection problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, this is the problem. This is the... yeah, like, I've watched this trailer several times. And yeah, that's the thing that they're hinting at. And Kojima has also sort of stated that it's sort of something about, I don't want to say technology, but like our lack of connection with human people, like the, you know, face to face, I think, is what will be brought up, which is fine.
So this game does not have a traditional game over like many games do when you do happen to bite it in the game.
You don't know that.
It's been released.
The game over? What's the game over?
You end up in a sort of opposite world and have to find your way back to the living.
I see. It sort of has to do with the, yeah,
finding connection to the living world again.
Yeah. Once again, there's going to be even the fact that if you know about this game, there's sort of this thing about there's like a baby. And in this game, these babies are used as some sort of like thing that tells you when the bad stuff is around and or some kind of because I believe this ghost muck, this bad black ooze, that's sort of the bad thing in this game. I think it sort of drains you of your life essence, and it sort of makes you, and I think the babies can sort of, you know, take basically
mitigate the,
yeah, I think that's what it, in a previous trailer we've seen something like this. So this is what I think. I'm not, once again, speculation. We'll know in like 5 months time how wrong I am, but you know, I think I've pieced together some stuff pretty good. I am excited by the cast. It's sort of like people that I think are really interested in this kind of media, specifically like Mads Mikkelsen, Norman Reedus. Yeah.
And Guillermo del Toro plays a role
also,
as well.
Yeah, he's featured in it. So I don't know, like, and that could mean that he has like a ginormous part, but he just like it's not his a main character part. Or he could just have, like, I think he'll have a little more than, like, because he shows up in the trailer.
Yeah.
And I think he's called Deadman.
Deadman.
Deadman, and then there's Heartman, and then there's Die Hardman.
Mm.
And so these are sort of, like, a compare, and it just, like, this is, once again, me nitpicking names and who knows what these characters are actually like. But compare those names with the female characters. Those characters, Deadman, Heartman, and Die Hardman, are all male characters versus Mama and Fragile. Like, I'm just think about the differences those names, you know, bring to mind. And it's not the worst, you know, it could be better.
Yeah.
But I could be 100% wrong, and these characters could be amazing. And Kojima is not gross about them at all. And then I'll be really happy. And finally, I'll have a perfect game that looks cool.
It's also on the Horizon Zero Dawn engine, which makes it look really good. And we do like that one, too.
It's fun.
It is.
One really cool thing that is in the trailer is a bunch of gameplay. And obviously, let's not go by the trailer as this is what is actually going to be in the game. But I have a good feeling about it. It looks kind of, you know, what it should be. But there are things like you can climb mountains via, you can make a little ladder. I don't know. I feel part of this world is real and part of this world is like the internet side, the other side, the in between. You know, I think there's some kind of magic, quote unquote magic, like, I will say, in Metal Gear, there's quote-unquote magic, like nanomachines are magical. Like, they don't exist in real life now. Maybe in a couple years or whatever. Anyway, so I this is also taking place in future. I assume, like, I don't want to say extremely near future, but, like, future. Like, question mark, yeah. Question mark. There is also proof that there's some kind of time travel-y shenanigans. Because there is a part where you are in a World War I-esque battle scene. Like,
and
there are...
Don't you get to play, like, old Norman Reedus as well as a younger Norman Reedus?
I have no idea.
I believe that was, like, one of the earlier trailers that you were... You and your cohorts were aging at a rapid rate as you're being attacked.
Yeah, I think that's the mechanic I was talking about with the baby. I don't believe you get to play as. I think that's like you're dying. Or I think it's a detrimental thing. I don't believe you actually play. I don't think that's what that is. Oh. But I do believe, yeah, I think that's weird extrapolation. But I do believe, yeah, you do. There's some kind of time travel thing. And I don't want to say it's time travel because maybe it's just like this fantasy internet world. Or, you know, like, or because I think it specifically has to do with Mads Mikkelsen's character. Who, if you don't know who he is, he's Hannibal from the Hannibal series.
He's a Danish actor, yeah, is what he is.
I like him, to be honest. I liked Hannibal. I'm not going to, like, I like some of Hannibal. Maybe let's put it that way. But I enjoy him, and I think he'll be, I assume he is, I'm going to say maybe the main antagonist. Like, I don't want to say for sure, because maybe there's another character we haven't seen yet, because Kojima does stuff like this, and there's like all of a sudden, this guy is here. And this
he likes to also turn things where it's like he looks evil, but he's not.
Yeah, or he's like actually some other guy, and then he takes his face off, or he's like actually from the past. I don't know. But there's something to do with Mads Mikkelsen, and he has sort of like a troop of skeleton army boys that he commands. Which, yeah, okay. I think this looks really interesting. I'm very excited for it. The gameplay looks cool.
It'll be a fun time in November. Yeah. That's what we're going to do to survive the winter cold is what we're going to be playing Death Stranding a lot.
I wonder also like how, if they will have some kind of internet capability or some kind of
leaderboard.
Yeah.
I know this as well because they're going to be doing sort of a Dark Souls situation where people can help you out, point out safe houses, assist you with your issues.
That's what I was thinking because I was like, it would be kind of a loss, like it would be a lost opportunity if you didn't do something, you know, with this world that we're in with technology and the fact that we can have our games online and like, yeah. Dark Souls, I think, is a perfect example of that sort of like kind of very passively. You can also very actively help people in Dark Souls, but you can pass, you know, by leaving down helpful or very unhelpful notes. Jump here. It'll be good.
This one you can apparently leave supplies down if you feel
That's
like
neat.
Being a nice person.
Yeah, That's I wonder. I bet there's also probably ways you can hinder people. And I wonder, like, if that'll be detrimental. Like, that's a really interesting aspect because I think, like, me knowing Kojima, I feel he will try to do some kind of, I don't want to say global experiment, but try to do something where he gets, like, a bunch of the information or just, like, shows something. Do you remember? You don't.
Metal Gear Online had that nobody sets off your nuclear weapons and you'll get an achievement, but you had to, like, the whole world had to participate in this.
Well, I was thinking more in terms of the game Catherine, which specifically has you choose different questions or choose like I believe they're not yes or no answers, but they're like I feel they're kind of a little scandalous or because knowing the content of Catherine, but it's like, would you cheat on your wife or your spouse or something? And then it would show you the answers that everybody else in the world did, like a percentage. Like there are other games that do this, like I believe even like Detroit Become Human
they did that too.
I was like Detroit to Beyond Two Souls Reign.
What was that the cell phone Wii game?
Nope. That's a hard one.
It was a big deal about a year ago.
The cell phone Wii game?
Yeah, where you had to make Miis is a Nintendo one. And there was like
The cell phone. Okay, Wii really threw me off. The Mii game.
The Mii game.
Not the Wii game. The Wii is the Nintendo system.
I know
system.
The Wii, yes. Okay. But that's where I make all my Miis. So
I know. No, but that's okay. But anyways, Miis are from I guess so. But technically, they're.
I know what I was talking about.
They're
the world
essentially.
Would know what I,
no, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't, Megan. No, they wouldn't.
Here's a question for all of you. If you know what I'm talking about, press this button.
What button?
Any button.
Yeah. Okay, to clarify, Megan is not talking about the Wii, the cell phone game for the Wii. That doesn't make sense. Megan is talking about Tomodachi.
Thank you.
On the Mii, like for the Mii game, the little people. M-I-I, not M-E or M-E-E. Yeah. There we go.
For Windows ME.
For Windows ME, gosh. Yeah.
That was a deep pull there, too.
I was like, that's even further back than the Wii. Yes. Okay. Yes, Megan. That was a couple years. Like, though, I feel that was even 3 years ago. Like, yeah. It's because I definitely, yeah. I played that for a bit, and I know what you mean, because it would be like you would have friends or people who you knew, right?
Yeah.
That, yeah. Versus something like this where I'm going to say this is going to be global and anonymous-ish, right? Like, I'm sure if you really wanted to figure out what someone else's answers were or what someone else did in the Death Stranding game or other games, you probably could figure it out somehow. I'm not sure how. But, yeah. Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, Death Stranding. Lots of news there. You're going to see, hopefully, more stuff as more stuff comes out.
Yeah.
And in November, we'll get to see it all.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Oh, man, Megan.
What?
What's the Wii game for your phone?
Mario Run.
Yeah, okay. God.
Anyway, so we have two new free games coming out soon for our PlayStation, so you're going to be expecting Sonic Mania.
Yes.
Talk, just in time for the delay of the Sonic movie.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah. So that I'm excited to see.
It was like, it's not just in time for the delay. Just in time would be November when they decided, then they're like, oh, we're delaying it till February.
They're going to release Sonic Team Racing. And that one where Sonic turns into a werewolf.
Oh, no. Movies. But they did actually release a new Sonic Racing game, is okay. I've heard. Like, it's fine. It wants to be, everything wants to be Mario Kart, like that sort of racer. But I don't know if anything can be Mario Kart except Mario Kart.
Maybe if they did Diddy Kong Racing again.
Yeah, I would enjoy that. But I would feel it's just basically Mario Kart with different characters. And that's kind of, and then different, slightly different, you get a boat and a plane sometimes. Sometimes you get that sweet, sweet choice.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So, have you played any video games in the last little while?
Yes.
That you want to tell us about?
Oh, I beat Tail Concerto.
And what are your feelings on that?
Extremely lackluster. I'm very I'm not very disappointed. I'm just sort of like, oh, well, I'm glad. Like, I thankfully, like, traded in a bunch of games to get this game, so it wasn't the original price of $170. But had I actually paid that much for this game, I would be severely disappointed. It's really cool. I think it's neat. And I think as far as, like, it's a rare game. Like, that's kind of cool. For me, personally, I collect games that have some kind of emotional value to me. Like, I played them and I was like, yeah, I really enjoyed that. This game is, like, very okay, and I've played a game better that's similar to this game, but it's better in most ways.
Now, with the assumption that most of the people listening to this will not play this game or get the chance to play this game.
What happens?
Yes.
Okay, here's some spoilers for Tail Concerto, the 1999-8 game for the PlayStation. You can also just watch this on the internet because, like, that's maybe what I should have done. Basically, you rebuild this giant, which I had assumed was going to happen, like, way in the beginning of the game. And the giant comes back, and then you get eaten by the giant, and then you battle something inside the giant, and then you win. That's the end. And then everybody's happy, and you get your day off. Is what the character was on in the very beginning of the game.
At long last.
Yes, that's about it. And then it lets you have a sweet special thing where we can't play the game anymore, but now I can watch all the cutscenes and listen to music and look at the pictures that I didn't collect all of them
That's what bonus content was like before kids.
Yeah. There was, well, and this is you collect boxes that are pictures, and then you have to collect like four to make a whole entire picture. It is fine. I didn't really enjoy this game. I wonder how the next one will be. I would assume it's better in most ways in terms of story and gameplay. It's fine. I just definitely like something like Misadventures of Tron Bonne is kind of similar in a similar vein, but I think the story is sort of more engaging. It's also like this was only like a 5-hour game. It could be less if I knew what I was doing also. And like at one point I was stuck on a boss because I forgot how to double jump. And then once I figured out how to double jump, I very quickly defeated that boss because I was like, oh, I can double jump.
Surprise.
Yeah. This boss just became like, I was a little worried. I was like, do I have to get my Dark Souls skill at for Tail Concerto? Anyway, it's fine. Nothing's really resolved. The cat girl doesn't actually have, she's an eye patch. She still has both her eyes. She just wears an eye patch to be cool.
That's how you get a lazy eye.
Whoops. Ultimately, I think it's maybe at most like an interesting piece in my collection. I don't think I'll play it again. I might even sell it down the line because I unfortunately didn't really have that emotional connection. Maybe if I played it as a kid, yeah, maybe.
You'd see it through nostalgia goggles?
Yeah, but I also, like, the fact that the game is so short kind of, like, I feel leaves a lot to be desired. Whereas something like, something that I enjoyed as a child were the Lunar, Silver Star, and Eternal Blue series, which are, like, you know, 4-disc RPGs, JRPGs, which also I feel are, I only class them in a similar vein because they both have that sort of anime cutscenes.
Yeah.
And that's a thing that attracted me as a small child. I was like, ooh, shiny animation. I want to play this video game. That's basically how I chose most video games as a child. I think Lunar and the Lunar series are at least like worth their price. Like they were around also $100-$120. But they're an immensely longer game, like maybe not as rare, but they're just sort of more enjoyable. And I definitely had, you have a longer time to get emotionally invested in the characters. Whereas Waffle Rye Bread is not a character I am emotionally invested in.
I love that name. It's an awful name.
It is. But yeah. Anyway, that was the game that I played.
Do you think some of the limitations could be because it was from 1998?
I guess so, but I also, like, the Tron Bonne game was also, like, around that era, and it's just better. I want to say the limitations are probably money. Like, it probably wasn't given as much money, and I would just say that, and the fact that probably 3D costed more to produce than something like a 2D game. And if this was a 2D game or, you know, something like that, it probably, you know, maybe it would have been longer.
We should look into see whether it was a 32 or an actual 64-bit game.
I have no idea. Yeah. But it's not bad. It's not, like, the worst game I've ever played. Like, not by far. It's just a little clumsy. It's cute. But, yeah, ultimately, Yeah.
Well, we'll try and find the follow-up, the spiritual successor for the DS.
Yeah, see what it's like.
And maybe the ending's actually a little bit more meaty, more satisfying.
Yeah, so I did also beat another game, but now I'm playing it again. So I beat Heaven's Vault, and I think I chose an ending that sort of like ultimately didn't resolve anything, and it left me with more questions than answers, but it has thus made me want to replay the game, and I think replaying it is actually immensely valuable. And
is it satisfying, though?
It's so satisfying to replay the game because now I know all. You basically get to keep New Game Plus. You know New Game Plus.
Yeah.
But I get to keep all the words that I learned.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. So I know all the words and I can sort of read things already. So having that already translated is really nice. And then I also get, like, I get to complete sentences. And it's, I get to, there's even a bunch of things that I've just missed, like, ultimately missed. And that's really, for me, I love that. I also kind of am like, how could you miss this? You usually are really good with looking at every stone, but you missed that. I think I might have to play it again, though, because there are some achievements or some things that I just missed because I play too goody-goody still. I still did when the robot says you shouldn't do that. And I was like, okay, I guess I shouldn't. I got to stop listening to my robot.
Stop listening to your robot.
And the robot rats me out so hard. So I really, yeah.
That's why you have the option to sell it, don't you?
I did sell my robot, but you don't actually sell the robot. It's just for an achievement. You get the robot. The robot can't be sold to. Yeah. Because of the rules of this law, this land, the robot doesn't actually belong to the main character. So you can't actually sell it. It's not actually your property. Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, I'm playing through that again. I'm kind of excited to get a new ending. I'm like 2/3 done my second playthrough. So once again, it's still one of my favorite games of this year by far so far. Like,
that's excellent.
Yeah, I'm pretty like excited about this one. Compared to Tale Concerto, which disappointed me, this one continues to there are some things I don't like about it, mechanically, but otherwise, like, the story and most of, like, the translation mechanics are wonderful. Like, I enjoy, 90% of this game.
Heaven's Vault.
Heaven's Vault, yeah. So. It's really, yeah, by Inkle.
Worth the buy.
Yeah, it is. It's, I like it.
So, we are expecting a couple days from recording this, the new Pokemon Direct.
Oh, yeah.
So, is there anything that you're hoping for with that one?
Pokemon.
More Pokemon.
I can't, like, what would something be really exciting for me? Maybe a Loch Ness Monster by Pokemon.
I thought that was Lapras.
No, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say maybe, but I want, like, a hardcore, like, this needs to be, like, Lessie, the
lesser Nesser.
The Nessie Pokemon. Like, it needs to be something, like, hardcore.
Scottish. You want a Scottish Pokemon in this Scottish landscape.
It is, well, it's, like, yeah, British, Scottish, yeah. That's fine. But I don't know, another evolution.
Like, oh, that would be cool.
There's nothing really, like, not to sound old, but I'm not done with Pokemon games. I'm just like, I personally, for me, the thing I like best is seeing all the new Pokemon. And we won't get to see that for, like, a while because this game isn't coming out till what, November? Probably.
Yeah, but so, again, well, we might see more with the Direct, and we're hoping.
Sure, I assume we're going to see at least some new Pokemon. Like, They wouldn't just be like, yeah, so here's the trailer again. Hey, guys. Nintendo's really good with, like, you know, they have these for a reason. And I assume even with this, then we're going to get some more at E3, right? Like, there's going to be something, maybe even, like, demos playable at E3.
Well, they're going to be coming out with a new cell phone game called Pokemon Masters, where it's going to be like a Neko Atsumi thing.
Oh,
it's a collecting thing.
Yeah, is that where you get to sort of battle against the old Pokemon peoples?
I think so, and then collect, passively collect them and train them.
Okay.
It'll be, you know what, I'm going to check it out regardless, and I'll come back with a better review when that happens.
Woohoo, I love mobile games.
And there's Pokemon Sleep and Pokemon Home.
Yeah.
So Pokemon's now encouraging you to look after yourself.
That's fine. I appreciate that, Pokemon. They, you know, that's good. What about Pokemon Walk? I guess Pokemon Go is sort of that.
That is, yeah, that is Pokemon Walk.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go outside.
What
Pokemon
if you could, get some what sunshine. If it was Pokemon Walk, but you could just, like, sort of, it was an AR where you could just walk your Pokemon?
I would tire that so quickly, I'm not going to lie.
Different Pokemon?
I play Pokemon Go passively.
Yeah, that's true. Kids would love it.
All right, everybody, that's everything we got for you for this week. We'll come back next week, but when we record this, E3 will have started.
Yay.
All right, everybody, have a good rest of the week.
Bye.